It's something we have every year, and it's an opportunity for us to bring together our supporters, some of our volunteers, even some staff members have taken a day's leave to be here today. And we have these events, one, because obviously we continually need to raise money to help run the hospice. We need to raise about $2 million a year to run the hospice, but also because it brings together everybody who has in any way supported us and who likes the idea of the afternoon tea, and we're able to keep them updated with what we're doing, and also so they can meet each other and think of other ways they can support us.
And you mentioned the new hospice there. Arthur Rank is continually expanding and trying to develop its services.
That's right. So at the moment, of our 23 beds, we've got 12 fully opening that have been opened since November. And we're in negotiations with the clinical commissioning group to open the other beds. But all our usual services, such as our outpatient appointments, our day therapy, all up and running, and everyone's really loving the new space.
I'm at table 7 with Dina Raven. This is a really family affair on this table, isn't it?
Who we got here? We've got my mother, Alethea, my mother-in-law, Joan, my daughter, Ellie, and my auntie, Carol.
And you and your daughter, Ellie, are doing something pretty amazing for Arthur Rank.
Yes, we're walking across the Sahara Desert next March. We're doing 70 kilometres in 5 days across the desert. So Ellie's already done a skydive for her 16th birthday. So yes, long-time supporters.
And how much are you hoping to raise?
Between us, hopefully £4,000.
Coming to this lady here, could you tell me your name and what you do for the hospice?
My name's Carol Love, and I volunteer doing like Marks & Spencer's collections, and also I'm volunteering to pick up groceries and flowers and that from Thorburn Nursery and take them up to Arthur Rank.
Some people might think volunteering for a hospice is pretty miserable or gloomy work, is it?
No. They looked after my husband very well, and I'm just paying them back.
Right, you've got a connection to the hospice.
My daughter works there as well.
What difference did it make to you having the hospice?
Well, I knew a lot about it from my daughter, and also we used the old Arthur. He actually died in the old Arthur Rank, but the new one, if you hadn't seen the old Arthur Rank, and you see the new one, you really can't compare. So much space and everything, it's lovely. And they're always happy, always got a smile.
Hello, yes, I think you knew I was gonna head over to you. So you're Rosemary, yes?
Rosemary Hall, I'm a volunteer at the hospice. I've been there for 30 years, doing the tea bar, meet and greet, and helping in fundraising.
And what does it give you, volunteering at the hospice? What do you get out of it? It
gives me a lot of pleasure to be helping other people and talking to them.
Some people might think it could be a gloomy job working with people towards the end of their life.
No, it's not gloomy at all. It's a lot of happiness and fun and laughter, and they enjoy the afternoon tea that we give them every afternoon.
Another volunteer said that to me, that there's lots of laughter. That might be hard for people who have not been to a hospice to understand.
I think people think it is doom and gloom, and sometimes I feel a bit bad when I say that I enjoy helping there, but people are very happy, and they want to talk about their experiences that they've had and about their families and what it's been like for them.
I was going to say, as a volunteer, you must end up supporting the visitors and the people who come to see the people there.
We meet lots of different people, and they're all very happy to be given time to talk and have a cup of tea and homemade cake. They really enjoy it.
And speaking of cake, you've got 3 plates of rather majestic looking cakes here. This afternoon tea is a bit of a treat, isn't it?
It's a very nice treat, and I've invited my friends along, and we're going to enjoy the tea.
My name's Lizzie, and I do the marketing and PR for Cambridge Plants, and Arthur Rank's one of our chosen charities, and we do donate plants to the hospice anyway. But when we heard about this event, we thought we'd do a pop-up stall and bring some beautiful plants to pep up the environment, and some spring beauties to in pots. And delighted to be here. They're such charming people, and it's such an amazing charity. We feel privileged to be involved.
Your stall does look amazing. Why do you want to work so closely with Arthur Rank Hospice?
I think most people are aware of the great work that Arthur Rank does, and in recent years it's broadened its horizons to have a wider audience, really, for the work it does, and to be more open to the public. And we think that's a wonderful thing, and any way we can help them, we'd be happy to do so.
And I suppose there's a sort of connection in that plants are about life and continuation, and Arthur Rank Hospice is about easing the end of life.
Well, it is, and well-being. Obviously, plants are tremendous at providing well-being. They cleanse the atmosphere, but also it's that attachment to nature, and that's something we felt very closely, very strongly about with the hospice, that it'd be nice to have elements of nature in there. A lot of the people that may be in residence, maybe they like gardening or they have an attachment to nature, and by providing plants, it gives an accessibility to it.